This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with a visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who was the chief guest at the parade. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem, with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha, with musical instruments from different parts of the country. Showering of flower petals was carried out by Mi-17 four helicopters from 129 helicopter unit in the Dhwaj formation. News of celebrations of the Republic Day are also pouring in from across the nation and abroad. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Republic Day was celebrated with patriotic fervour and traditional gaiety across the Jammu division amid tight security arrangements. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that filled with the national spirit and warmth, students and youth dominated the scene at the scintillating functions held at district, tehsil and block levels across all the 10 districts of the Jammu region. Manipur also joined the nation with mass participation from across the state. The state-level Republic Day celebrations were held at historic Kangla with Governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, unfurling the national flag and taking salute from different march past contingents. Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, Cabinet Ministers, MP, MLAs, Chief Secretary, Security Advisor, DGP and senior civil and police officials also took part in the celebrations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called the Republic Day Parade a vibrant display of the country's unity in diversity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote that the magnificent parade showcased cultural heritage and military prowess. He added that the vibrant tableaus represented the rich traditions of our states. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today interacted with special guests for the 76th Republic Day Parade at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. He said all the special guests were mentioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his Mann Ki Baat program for working tirelessly for the society. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Vaishnav stated that Prime Minister Modi has spread the inspiring work being done by people through his Mann Ki Baat program.
मन की बात के जरिए से समाज में जो बहुत अच्छा काम होता है और समाज के लिए उपयोगी कार्य जो होता है उसको माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने दुनिया भर में पहुंचाने की बहुत बड़ी संकल्प लिया है, बहुत बड़ा एक यज्ञ कर रहे हैं। आज मन की बात में जिनका उल्लेख हुआ है वो सभी आज यहाँ सम्मिलित हुए, बहुत अच्छा लगा सबसे मिलके, उनकी बात सुन के और किस तरह से प्रधानमंत्री जी के उल्लेख से उनके जीवन में एक नई प्रेरणा आई वो आज जान के अच्छा लगा।
Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, Director General of Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur and Doordarshan Director General Kanchan Prasad were also present on the occasion. Dr. Chairman, a world-renowned cardiologist for over 50 years, passed away at Bengaluru. The 82-year-old cardiologist reportedly collapsed while attending a wedding yesterday. He had recently launched his biography in Kerala. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, suspended all assistance programs in Bangladesh. In a letter sent to all its implementing partners in Bangladesh, the U.S. donor agency, USAID, has directed to immediately stop, cease and suspend any work in Bangladesh under contracts, work orders, grants, cooperative agreements or other acquisition or assistance instrument. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals with a commanding 8-wicket win over Bangladesh at Beumas Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur today. Set into bat first, Bangladesh managed just 64 runs for 8 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, India chased the target in just 7.1 overs with Trisha's quickfire 40 off 31 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.